Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk.
In the grain trade, we were very strong in the overnight session. Wheat, corn, soybeans, all showing strong gains. Soybean oil popping higher, still sharply higher. Hopes that the EPA will, which obviously sent more information over to the White House to make deals on RVO mandates that should come out. And of course, we're looking at what they put out last June would be very desirable for producing green biodiesel and such. So soybean oil still maintaining good strength while the meal softened, allowing beans to give up their morning gains. The wheat trade, though, still holding its strength. The Ukrainian-Russian talks, you just heard here, you know, on again, off again. They're off again. Zelensky, obviously, on holding out for territories, keeping the fighting pretty much solid as it's been here for 4 years going into next week. And so the wheat trade firming. Odessa, where they export a lot of wheat and some corn, is becoming a problem child. Power not available most times. They have to run backup generators. So it's not so much running backup generators at the port. It's just getting the grain to the port is becoming some of the issue. And so the wheat trade kind of saying, you know what, maybe we got a problem here, and lifting in price after being a dog for such a long time. Minneapolis still stays weak, but Kansas up 9.25 today on the March contract, 548.5. The May contract up 9.25, 559.75. Chicago March up 7.25 cents, 545. May gaining 8.75 cents at 551.25. In Minneapolis, the May contract up 3.25 cents, 583.25. September up 3.25, 613.5. While December up 2.25 at 631.25. The corn trade was higher by a couple of pennies, but with the farm forum coming here the next 2 days, and the USDA putting out their, well, let's just put it this way, they're counting their roosters before their eggs are hashed, as they do every year. They use trend line yields, and they're going to be using optimistic acreage plans. Right now, the thought is 95 million acres of corn, 85 million acres of beans, and let's go with 185 bushels to the acre national yield on corn, 53.5 bushel on the beans. And so the game plan is to see if we can't push prices back down again here. Soybeans holding together despite all this because of soybean oil. Again, excited about possible RVO mandates coming from the EPA here in a week or so. Soybean oil for the May contract up $1.32 a pound at $59.08. Soybean meal, though, off $2.30 a ton. The soybeans for March down a half, $11.33.5. May's unchanged, $11.48.75. November down a penny at $11.16.5. We have a couple of weeks behind us now. The average price for beans right now looks like at $11. So the winner for acreage, and at least for the insurance purchasing, will be better than last year's pricing so far. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast, and you need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out at heartlandinvest.com. Call us, 701-222-0221. The cattle trade, well, we're kind of all over the place. We were lower, higher, higher, lower. Well, we're mixed right now. Box beef down $1.26 for choice, $3.60, $3.50. The select up 99 cents, $3.61.21. I see there's only $2.50 difference between choice and select. So meat is becoming meat again when there's nothing around. Kind of like grain becomes grain when you can haul the rat infested stuff to town. They'll blend that off and everybody's happy when there's a short supply of grain. So the cattle trade right now finds February down 2 cents, $2.46.52. Cash trade, obviously, $2.48. Probably even stronger this week, they're hoping for. And the April cattle, down 25 cents, $2.42.55. June unchanged, $2.38.45. The discounts continue to cash as the bull market has to climb a wall of worry. Market is fearful of a first quarter high here, and so nobody wants to be left holding the bag. Keep in mind, April cattle don't have to line up with the cash trade for another, what, here, 72 days. Same thing with April feeder cattle, which is the spot tradable right now. That's got 72 days until that's got to line up. We have the March feeders today down 50 cents, 370.47. April off is up 17 cents, 368. August up 40 cents, 364.15. November gaining 52 cents. Look at the discount, 355.95, 20 bucks below the cash index. So obviously they're got a lot of worry to climb for climbing a wall of worry, so to speak. The hog market got beat up last week, recovering yesterday with the strong cattle market. Again today up 40 cents on April, 92.70. June up 90 cents, 106.75. Probably just means they're going to sell it tomorrow after two-day bounce. Now in the metals, been covering a lot of ground today. As always, gold has been up well over $100 an ounce. It's up $100 right now, $5,006. The March silver contract, we've been up, I'm trying to do some fast math in my head, about $4.25 here earlier today. Now we're up $3.40, $76.91 on the March contract. Bitcoin down $880 on the February contract, $66,985. And of course, we go look at crude oil. That's sharply higher today as Iran, like I always say, they're not playing nice in the sandbox. They want to keep their nuclear aspirations while President Trump sends another armada into the Middle East. Should be there probably, what are they saying, early March. I think it's the Gerald Ford that's heading there, and the Abraham Lincoln armada is there, or flip those names. Maybe it's the other way around, but I do believe it's Abraham Lincoln is already there. So we have crude oil up $2.61 on the April contract. We're at $64.78, while April gasoline's up 5.5 cents a gallon, $2.19.5. Diesel fuel up 10.5 cents a gallon. Quite a jump here today, $2.41.5. Any questions? You can always find us. And that's at heartlandinvest.com. Thank you for listening and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.